Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. AM, Thursday morning here on KSJE, and we have an extra segment for you this morning because I am going to welcome to the airwaves and the video program with me, Thomas Heuser, the music director of the San Juan Symphony. He's joining us remotely this morning. And Thomas, it's always good to see you. Welcome to KSJE. Welcome back, I should say, to KSJE.
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you.
Great to have you here because it's concert weekend. And of course, that's the time we get to see you in addition to other times. But we're excited to have you on because this Saturday and Sunday, the San Juan Symphony returns to the stages at the Community Concert Hall in Durango at Fort Lewis College. And on Sunday here at the Henderson Fine Arts Center Performance Hall at San Juan College. So tell us about the concerts. This is the opening concert for the season, by the way, right? Season 38.
Kicking off season 38, yes. Yeah. This is a concert we're calling Exuberance. And the 38th season is New Horizons. So much going on at the San Juan Symphony, and we're excited to present our opening concert for audiences in Durango and Farmington. Scott, this is going to be a great weekend kickoff. Our Exuberance program features two very substantial works for the orchestra. The first is a piano concerto by Amy Beach, her first piano concerto. Amy Beach is a pioneering American composer from the late 19th century, early 20th century. And then Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony, which is an audience favorite, very romantic and heartfelt work for the orchestra. This symphony hasn't been performed by the San Juan Symphony in a little over a decade, but is a part of the symphony repertoire. So we're excited to have this on the stage for this weekend's audiences.
Very good. And you are bringing a very special soloist, too, I think, to perform with the symphony. Can you tell us a little bit about her?
Absolutely. Yes, we're welcoming Kara Huber, who's making her San Juan Symphony debut. Kara and I went to the Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music together, so we're colleagues from too long ago now. But she is making a name for herself as a concert pianist in recitals, concerto appearances around the country and the world. And she teaches at Interlochen Academy in Michigan. So very astute musician, very sensitive player. And this Amy Beach is a tour de force for the soloist. It was written by Amy Beach for herself to perform. Amy Beach was a wonderful pianist, and this was debuted in the year 1900 with the Boston Symphony and Amy Beach performing. So Kara will be channeling her inner Amy Beach for this performance. Again, four substantial movements, lots of different colors, highlighting the technical virtuosity of the soloist and the complementary romanticism of the orchestra. I don't know that this concerto has ever been performed here at the San Juan Symphony, so it's something new for us. And of course, we love to have women composers on the stage as well as women soloists, so it's an exciting time.
Very true, very true. And again, the concert, 7:30 p.m. in Durango on Saturday the 30th, 3 p.m. on Sunday, October 1st, here at San Juan College. And I know a lot of folks are excited to see the new season of the San Juan Symphony, including myself. Full disclosure, I'm still on the board of the San Juan Symphony, and so it's always great to see the symphony back on stage after what seems to be growing longer summers off. But I know it's not true. It's just a few months.
It does feel that way. You know, we have this hiatus, and it's important for us behind the scenes to get all the dominoes set up to knock down for the season. The New Horizons theme for this year is born out of the fact that we inherited the classical programming from Third Avenue Arts, which was another Durango-based nonprofit, and that's going to allow us to bring more chamber music, choral music into a variety of venues in the Four Corners, including Farmington, as we move forward and expand our education program. So there's a lot of new things happening, and that kicks off after this weekend's debut concerts, Kara Huber will stay in residence and provide a masterclass and a solo recital as part of this new Beyond the Concert Hall series that we're developing. So new things in addition to the great traditions. Of course, I always want to highlight that an hour before each performance, I'll give an informal talk about the music that audiences can attend in both concert venues in Farmington and Durango. So we look forward to having audiences come, learn a little bit about the music in advance of hearing the concert.
Very true. Well, and I know those are becoming more and more popular here in Farmington. I know you have another ahead of the concert location in Durango, too, that you're able to do during the week prior. And so they're becoming more and more popular. And for this, Thomas Heuser, can you explain or maybe talk a little bit about the introduction of piano into some of this music, right? Because it isn't seen in earlier compositions, I think. It's a relatively maybe modern addition, but please correct me if I'm wrong, and I probably am.
No. I mean, so keyboard concertos as a style do date back to, you know, some Baroque models.
Right.
But this is a definitively sort of romantic and modern style of concerto. There are a number of places where the piano introduces themes without the orchestra and vice versa. Sometimes the orchestra has extended passages without the soloist. And that's very much a romantic style coming out of the tradition of Brahms and others, even Tchaikovsky in this 1880s, 1890s era, very important works for the orchestra and keyboard. But you're right that this particular piece is new in the sense that it has this sort of approach where the soloist is given more of a feature, arguably more substantial cadenza materials and soloistic passages than had been the case before. And I just love the idea that Amy Beach herself was the soloist. She would have been 18 years old at the time in 1900, just before she was married and embarked on a sort of different kind of solo career. But it's a fascinating time. And, you know, the models for Amy Beach are from the 19th century as well, piano concertos of Mendelssohn and Chopin. So for those of you out there that love the piano, this is an amazing concert because it does feature this beautiful solo instrument in both venues, and we're excited to have that combine with the energy of the orchestra. There's really nothing more exciting, in my opinion, than a real star-studded concerto soloist opening up our season.
Right. Well, very exciting, too. And we want to point out as well, or I'd like you to point out as well, that students in both Farmington and Durango are being offered, I believe, free tickets this year to the San Juan Symphony Concerts, thanks to our friends over at Coca-Cola.
That is true, and we are excited for this. So there are seats reserved at both halls for students and their chaperones, families, what have you. You call the box office at both venues, and there are a limited number of those free tickets available, and they're first come, first serve. Call now. Get your free student tickets to come hear the San Juan Symphony. We think this is so important, and so do our friends at Coca-Cola. That's been an incredible sponsorship, and we're so grateful for their generosity. And Scott, as you know, introducing young people to the symphony is, in many cases, a great gateway to appreciation for the arts, inspiration to perform on an instrument. And for the young pianists out there, Kara Huber will be astonishing. I mean, she has so many wonderful technical and romantic passages to share. So we encourage everyone to call now, call the box offices, get your tickets in that way, those free student tickets available through the box office. And then the remainder of our tickets are available at the box office or online. We're back to selling tickets through the venues. So both the DurangoConcerts.com and the Performance Hall at Henderson at San Juan College are selling tickets for us again. We're excited to have those staffs back up and running, and everything's just clicking, Scott. It's an exciting time.
Very much so. Very much so. Thomas, we just have a couple of minutes remaining this morning. Can you give us a quick preview of the next concert, maybe, and a little bit into the season here?
Absolutely. Well, the music just keeps going. And now that we have expanded beyond the concert hall, there are so many offerings. The San Juan Symphony Chamber Singers, formerly the Durango Chamber Singers, have a concert coming up in late October of All American Voices. Then the symphony is back the first weekend in November. November 4th and 5th, we'll be playing a concert of ravishing music. This is the Symphonic Dances by Rachmaninoff, as well as Maurice Ravel's La Valse, one of the great orchestral tones tone poems ever created, that imagines this sort of ghostly ballroom dance. Amazing music coming up in November. Of course, then we have a Majesty of Christmas program. We have the Nutcracker program. Lots of music for the holidays. And then 2024 rolls around. Of course, the concerts of the San Juan Symphony Youth Orchestra and Junior Orchestra that combine students from Farmington all the way up through the corridor to Durango and beyond. So much music, Scott. It's all at sanjuansymphony.org, and we can't wait to have these audiences back. Finally, to have live audiences back in the hall is a thrill. It has been a long summer, but again, a much needed break and a busy one. So we're ready to go.
That is true. I know you have not been resting all summer, neither you or the board or our executive director or all the other folks involved with the San Juan Symphony. Excited to see this concert, Exuberance, on stage again Saturday at the Community Concert Hall at Fort Lewis College at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday afternoon, of course, at the Henderson Performance Hall at San Juan College. I haven't heard, but I'm assuming that maybe the Durango concert may get sold out in the next few days if it's not already. Thomas, have you heard anything?
You know, I hope so, Scott, and that's a good problem to have.
Yes,
and
it is.
The neat thing is, of course, that by having another performance in Farmington, those who can't get tickets in Durango, come on down. It's a great hall in Farmington. And as we know and love to highlight here on this program, the San Juan Symphony is a shared orchestra. It's so unique to have an orchestra that belongs to two communities, Farmington and Durango. And we have this shared opportunity to experience these concerts together, this incredible music on these two different concert stages. So lots of opportunity. Take advantage of it. Call to get those student tickets, and we'll see you at the Symphony.
Yes, we will. Very good. Thomas Heuser, thank you so much for joining me today on the show and a preview of this weekend's concerts. They sound exciting. We'll see you there.
Always a pleasure, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That's Thomas Heuser from the San Juan Symphony, my guest here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.